Prince Ali, fabulous he, Ali Ababwa. Show some respect, boy, genuflect, down on one knee.
Okay, now let's look at a new film coming out locally, and that is Aladdin, the new Disney film starring Will Smith as the genie. That is him singing there. The roots of this ancient story are a long way in the distance, of course. This is about as interested or disinterested in authenticity as a Gilbert and Sullivan musical. I know you expected that. The romance has been pumped up in this version. It's a raucous assembly of elements, though. There's a touch of Bollywood. There's a truckload of modern-day urban rom-com tension between Mina Massoud and Naomi Scott, and a splash of epic swords and sandals spectacle with Will Smith looking off-puttingly rubbery, I think, as a blue CGI genie. I think the animated genie was much better, more effective. He's trying, but not quite bettering, the vaudeville shtick of Robin Williams, who, again, in the animation, I think, was one of the best animated characters of the last 30 or 40 years. Director Guy Ritchie reveals his limitations here, I have to say. He's always reminded me a little bit of the best player in the second 11, and this film is middling at best. That said, children, I guess 12 or under, and take my word for it, they will enjoy this. I think they'll enjoy the colour and the movement, but for adults, I think the ratio of visual ideas to CGI gimmickry is not in Aladdin's favour. So that's Aladdin out this week.